Shavua Tov, everybody, and welcome to Havdalah Happy Hour. You're listening to the Bethel Podcast Network. I'm Ben Kreshtel, joined as always by Jeremy.
Hi, everyone. Shavua Tov.
Jill Suffel.
Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Havdalah Happy Hour, and it is so great to see you guys. Have a good week.
I had this moment of panic just now where you were talking. I thought I forgot to turn Jill's microphone on.
My microphone is on.
Always good then. I can go back to sleep at the table.
There you go. Yeah, I did have a good week. It was a really great week here at Bethel.
It really was a spectacular week here at Bethel. A lot of wonderful things going on. So obviously, I think the big one we can't ignore is the big Noah Tishbe event that was here on Wednesday previous.
Yeah, I had a really proud feeling the whole entire day leading up to it. And then just being there in the Berman Rubin Sanctuary with well over 1,000 other people who felt the same way about Israel as we all do.
It was incredible.
It was electric. It was electric.
I'm just excited that we can talk about it now. I mean, obviously, if you're listening, you probably know who Noah Tishbe is. She's a New York Times bestselling author. She actually has, I think, another new book coming out.
In April.
Actress, influencer.
So we knew she was coming. We were able to publicize it in the community, but there were a lot of things we couldn't do. Security was very heightened for this event. So I'm just excited that we can now all take a deep breath. And
there were no issues. It went smoothly. No issues at all the whole night. It was just a really special evening.
It was amazing to see the number of young people who came to this.
They wanted to be here.
Before she came out, there was actually a DJ in the sanctuary. There were well over probably 1,300 people. I talked to someone who said over 1,500 people.
We had over 1,300 register, and I know some people did walk up that night. And
I was actually with Noah before the event started, and at one point her and I peeked out into the sanctuary probably about 10 minutes before everything started. There were kids out there dancing. It was almost like a bar mitzvah in one corner of, right, the DJ.
Yes.
Everyone was dancing.
What did she say? Like, was she in awe of how many people were there to see her?
Her and her entire team. They had so many great things to say, not just about Bethel, but the Baltimore community.
So great.
Makes me really proud. To be a member here, to work here, to be part of this community. It's another notch on Bethel's belt. Oh, something else exciting. Not exciting. I'm sorry. Something else happened this week. O.J. Simpson passed away.
That could be exciting for some people.
The Goldman family, probably, right? I mean,
I'm pouring out some juice for the juice while juice we have this conversation.
It's someone died, so it is sad. However, he was so marred with controversy over the past, I guess, since 1994.
Guilty or not guilty?
No, 100% guilty.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Do you remember, you two are a lot younger than I am, where were you during the Bronco chase?
Oh, easy. Virginia, my cousin's graduation party from high school. 100%. I know where I am, Ben.
I was pretty young at the time. I think I was, let's see, 94, 90.
It was June of 1994.
Okay, so I was like, I don't know, I don't do math. So I was like nine, mm-hmm. I guess, maybe, yeah, like 8 or 9. So it was a Friday, right?
It was a Friday night.
Yeah,
oh,
so
it was Shabbat,
I must have been
right.
At home. Yeah, I guess.
Where were you, Jill?
I was in. There was a bar downtown called Bohagers, and I was in Bohagers, and they had these huge television screens, and everyone was just staring at them with wide eyes, waiting for it to happen. And the reason I remember that when it was, I left for Israel 2 days later, and I was like out with all of my friends to say, you know, I was gone for the whole summer, and we were all out together, and I remember thinking, am I going to hear things when I'm in Israel? Am I going to know what's happening?
Could you imagine if those very tragic events involved with this incident would have happened in this day and age with social media?
Oh, God.
It would have gone. I feel like it was already at a 10.
It was at a 10. I mean, I think it was,
but that was back then.
I know, and that's what I'm saying. I think, like, for the time, you know, it's probably one of the biggest, you know, trials in history, for sure.
Without a doubt.
And without all of the social media. And, I mean, people were fascinated and fixated. People did go to bars to watch the trial.
Yes. And
when
I
it was on
yes.
court
TV. And then I remember where I was when he was found not guilty. It was Rosh Hashanah. Is that possible?
Oh, I think it was definitely around high holiday times, because I remember I was outside And we would build our sukkah on this, like, sort of patio we had at this old house. And so I'm wondering if it was, like, it was definitely around high holiday time.
Because I remember I was with my mother-in-law watching. I was, like, at my in-law's house, and I remember watching.
Well, I remember I was outside in this area, and I heard the very upset yelling from inside the house. But I heard it from outside.
From inside of the Kreshtel house.
Yes, from inside. And my mom was not very happy on that day. And I think, again, I was like eight or nine. So I was still kind of young to like really fully understand what was going on. Now, I did recently watch a couple of years ago that
I watched it. It was a 4 or 5 part series.
Maybe 6 or 7. It was like, you know, they do them every now and then with, and I think it was Sarah Paulson was Marsha Clark.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And David Schwimmer was Kardashian, Robert Kardashian.
But it wasn't until I watched that that I realized that's how the Kardashians became.
Oh,
I never knew that.
Right.
Till I watched this show that the father, I still don't know who the girls, I hear it on the, and I just block it out.
I know nothing about any of them.
But I didn't realize that that was a Kardashian.
Yeah. It was. And so that miniseries, whatever it was called, is exceptional. And
I need to watch
had
it.
It had reminded me, and I have like some like faint memories.
I can tell
it.
You how it ends, Jill.
But I have some faint memories like from the time from seeing like on TV clips and whatever. But I was, again, too young to, I think, to watch it and really understand like in its entirety. But having watched the series, there was so much more to it that I think that I had realized, again, as a 9-year-old, that, you know, didn't really know. But the series was really well done. And the same people did another series on – it's called Impeachment on the Clinton scandal.
Yes.
Which also I was kind of young for, but like
– I feel like I need to – is that out now?
It's on Hulu.
Right. It's miniseries based on true –
like these
– historical kind of
crimes,
events.
Crimes, but not crimes all the time, although sometimes they're crimes.
Right.
So answer me
and
this.
And I think there's another one coming about the Menendez brothers.
Oh, sign me up. I will watch it immediately. That and also I have a weird – like, you know, everybody loves like those true crime dramas. And I just recently watched another documentary about JonBenet Ramsey, which everybody else was also obsessed with. Like
obsessed.
Those things were like are huge. And
is everyone still alive? The big players from the O.J. Simpson?
No.
Well, no. Robert Kardashian is dead. O.J. is now dead.
Johnny Cochran, deceased.
Oh,
correct?
He did die.
If the glove doesn't fit.
How about Shapiro? Wasn't there the other attorney?
Robert Shapiro?
It may have been. This was the, I think, him and
then let me look him up.
Billy someone was also there, a lawyer of some kind.
And then the judge, I remember, was Ito.
Yes.
Can you look him up also? Mm-hmm. Jill has her phone.
Because that was a controversy, because his wife was a cop, and somehow she was involved, and there was...
Robert Shapiro.
Robert Shapiro.
He may have been the initial attorney, and then Cochran
and
came
he's
in.
He's still a criminal attorney.
Is Cato still alive?
Oh.
I want to know about Ito.
Remember Cato?
Judge Ito. I remember Cato.
The hair and the such California.
Lance Ito is 73 years old.
Is he retired? He must be retired.
Oh, I'm sure. He probably retired after that. Like, that's
retired
enough.
Retired judge. Yeah. Mm-hmm. His wife's name was Margaret York, but they're divorced.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
Shocker.
I'm excited about the Menendez one.
Yeah, they do the series really well.
Yeah.
It was a really well
done
series.
Also, there's a character in General Hospital named Nicholas Cassadine, and he's playing the actor that plays him is playing one of the Menendez brothers, and he's been on hiatus from General Hospital. He's presumed dead. And
presumed.
And hopefully once he's finished filming, he'll come back and he and Trina will get back together and live happily ever after.
That's not going to happen. You know that. I'm sure an evil twin lurking around
right,
somewhere.
Right, exactly.
I will add Impeachment to our list of TV shows
you gotta
to watch
you should,
as soon.
Should, yes.
As soon.
As you finish Curb Your Enthusiasm.
My envelope cannot be opened today because
Jeremy
has not finished.
We have 2 episodes left. And it was a couple nights ago. We said, let's knock out this episode. Then we'll watch the finale. And 10 minutes in, I just said, I'm sorry. I'm going to sleep. And I think my wife already fell asleep. Oh, a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old. I'm ready for bed at 7 o'clock every night.
Right.
No, that's like my dream. I can't do it. But like, I would love nothing more than to be in bed by like 8:30.
I'd take 9:30. But speaking of news, this Dream Chaser. These are the... space transportation apparatus.
Okay, so I read more about this.
Because Ben and I were talking about
this
earlier.
After you mentioned
earlier.
It to me because I was skeptical of it. So, okay, so that thing exists. currently as a it like it brings its job is to bring cargo to the International Space Station.
For now.
For now. But I think they're looking within the next 5 years to turn it into crewed spacecraft for space tourism of some kind.
And I think it's Dream Chaser. And apparently it's going to start. I don't know if I'd be one of the first in line. Take out what I could imagine it's going to cost. And actually,
So Russia used to do space tourism. And then I think, I forget who else, somebody else was doing it, but it was like $25 million for like a ticket.
The figure I saw earlier this week was $125,000 is what they were estimating a ticket to cost in this thing. And it's only 2 hours up, 2 hours once you're orbiting, and then 2 hours back down. So I don't know how they do it. And the way they were selling it was, and they're not actually selling it yet, but what they were talking about is that it takes you to the edge, and I'm using quotation marks, the edge of outer space.
So suborbital.
So correct. You're not going to the moon. You're not going.
I read that Wikipedia article for 3 minutes. I'm now an expert on space tourism.
I'm going to say that. I'm impressed by your terminology.
Suborbital.
So when you go into the $125,000 range, probably not something that any the three of us would either A, have the funds to do or be interested.
Do we believe in the Mishnaic quote about wealth, that those who are truly wealthy are those who are happy with their lot in life? And we're very happy with our lot in life.
Look, I have a really great life. I do. I have an amazing husband, phenomenal children, a great job, the best friends, the best family ever, parents, in-laws, siblings, nieces, nephews, the best. I could not ask for more. However, I wouldn't mind like winning the Mega Millions.
Oh my God, no question.
I always say this, as long as everyone's healthy, happy, and safe.
And I will say, if I didn't win the Mega Millions, it won't change my happy. Like, I'm
good,
happy.
Because you're not going to win.
I'm happy. You guys both know me. I am a really happy person.
That you are, Jill. So, yeah. I
would you do it?
Absolutely not. I don't believe that.
No, I would
so
never
first
do
of
that.
All.
Take the monetary issue out of it.
Yeah, no. Forget about that. I think that there are places that we were not meant to be, and space is one of those. Also, the deep ocean, I will also add to.
Do you remember, was it last year or the year before, there was a voyage down to the Titanic?
No, Jill and I were obsessed with it.
I could not stop.
We couldn't stop watching and reading about it. We were
with the actual crash or just
everything.
With the
Titanic? Everything. Where
the
were
thing.
They?
Everything.
Where was the little ship?
The whole thing. Everything about
ship.
It.
Because there was apparently, and refresh my memory, there was a boat that was above them.
Yeah.
That was essentially running it. They had saved it.
Well,
so whatever happened, was there an investigation? Did they come to a conclusion?
Like spontaneously combusted because they went to the bottom of the ocean and there was no the pressure.
But also they were using like a PlayStation controller to drive the thing.
Yes, I remember that inside of it.
Yeah.
It was an actual PlayStation.
That they had jerry-rigged to like drive the thing. And like it turned out that there were like numerous safety issues that had been brought to like attention and – you know, they sort of skipped over it to sort of, you know, because certain type of people this thing would appeal to. And you can get by skipping on the safety features and look what happens. Like, I mean, terrible. But like, we couldn't stop watching or reading about it.
I have no desire to go to space.
Nope.
I have no desire.
I won't even fly to Florida. You think I'm going to space? Are you kidding me?
A couple more bumps going up probably than your flight to Fort Lauderdale.
Let's be real here. I mean, I literally need to take medicine to get on an airplane to Pittsburgh. I'm not
Jill,
going to space.
Jill, have you ever been in a hot air balloon?
No, are you joking? What is wrong with you people?
For me, a big no for space, a big no for the bottom of the ocean.
Nope, absolutely not.
I am fine traveling north to Canada to watch hockey and south to Florida in the winter to warm up. Anything in between, I'm good. But that's it. Those are my limits.
Is there really a need to like leave the nice bubble that is Pikesville?
Well, I do think I'm going away in September.
On an airplane?
To Boston to see the Orioles play at Fenway Park.
Who are your lucky travel companions that will get to accompany you on the plane?
On that plane.
The lucky winners are David Suffel, my brother Brian Granick and his girlfriend Amy Gamper. And since she's never flown with me, I will bet you $1,000 that my brother and David say to Amy, sit next to her. You can talk all around. You'll have so much fun together.
White knuckles poor gripping Amy. The chair.
Poor Amy. I hope she still loves me after she sees me on an airplane.
I've only heard stories.
It's not fun.
You're okay with like trains, though, right?
Yes.
Even though they crash all the
time, they could.
Too?
Exactly. Oh, they, yeah. I asked David 15 times when we went to New York last fall, is that normal? Is that normal? He's like, you're not normal. With all the love in the world.
So speaking of Jill on an airplane, I think it is that time of the week for our...
Is it Shonda of the Week?
Shonda of the Week.
Oh, man. I didn't do enough research. So, Jill, you go first.
Oi.
I can go first. Mine
right,
hasn't changed.
Oh, are you still...
Southwest Airlines still.
You said it.
Still don't care at this point. I said I will give them 4 weeks,
that's
as
right.
they said, 30 days to make this right. Still have not made it right and have become unresponsive and unhelpful on the phone. You destroyed our luggage. It's been documented. Just reimburse us for the few things that we asked for reimbursement.
It's not too much to ask for.
Fair and square. That's it.
I don't think so.
Fingers crossed. And look, if Southwest Airlines is listening to this podcast.
You can reach us here, 410.
410-484. Give us a call. We're here. Send me my check, please.
Immediately.
That's my Shonda of the week.
I don't know ben, if I have Jill. Any Shondas this week.
Okay, so my Shonda of the week is the Brooklyn Monarch Venue. Is a theater in New York. They canceled an Israeli rock band. Because their name is Hayehudim, which means the Jews. So they cancel them from their appearance because it's apparently they're too political to be Jewish now.
And when was this recently?
Like just the other day. Like I just saw it come through today. Yeah. Well, and, yesterday.
And give the name because I know we have some loyal listeners who would probably love to send some feedback to.
Yeah, the Brooklyn Monarch Venue. Mm. Apparently is what it's called. I saw it come through this morning the other day and I was surprised because the name Hayehudim is not political at all. So it just goes to show you further how anti-Semitism has seeped into the mainstream and nobody seems to be ashamed about it. So everybody is terrible, the end.
Right. And my Shonda of the week is political, so I will not bring it up here. I will tell you to off air because I don't want anybody to judge me.
You can be judged. Mm-mm. Well, now I want to know. Right. I think that's going to do it for us today.
I'm speechless.
I'm speechless as well. So, Shavua Tov, everybody. You've been listening to Havdalah Happy Hour on the Bethel Podcast Network. You can find all of our shows wherever you go to listen to your favorite podcasts. Remember to follow us on all our social media platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. Just search for Bethel Balto. Thanks so much for listening. Shavua Tov, everybody. Have a great week.
Shavua Tov.
If the glove doesn't fit,
you must acquit.